When we last left our heroes, Link was late for school, right? I am not mistaken. Link was late for school, and Adam was having a very bad first period.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm gonna pull up some stuff here while I'm thinking.
Excuse me, I know the feeling.
I'd say I'm just gonna structure Adam's like entire classroom structure around the one that I've already memorized for my daughter. So first period was language arts, what we would call English, and you find yourself in the assistant principal's office with a note that says, well,
Disrupting class.
disrupting class with a quote. And the assistant principal is frowning at, not frowning at you, but frowning at this note and looking kind of like not angry, but like troubled, like putting a lot more thought into this and really kind of really pondering this, like it's this,
To this puzzle.
yeah, like it's a puzzle, but like it's a very worrisome puzzle. Like he's really troubled by it. One second. Can you guys hear me okay? Kelly's
Yeah,
saying I'm
yeah.
breaking. Okay, Kelly's saying I'm breaking up, but if you guys are hearing me fine, then that's fine. Okay, so Adam,
So.
I want you to help me out with this. You're in AP English, a class that you have very good scores in so far this semester, with a teacher who thinks the world of you, Miss Elliot. We'll say Miss Elliot. Or wait, not Miss Elliot. Kelly, help me out here. What's the language arts teacher's name?
Miss Healy.
Miss Healy. All right. Thinks the world of you. And this, he kind of makes a circular pointing, all-encompassing, swirling motion over the note. Troubles me and confuses me, to be honest. I'm not angry, but I feel like I need more information. What's going on?
Okay, so what's this principal's name?
Dawes. Mr. Dawes.
Mr. Dawes.
Assistant Principal Dawes.
Assistant
Technically,
principal.
Dr. Dawes. He has a PhD. Because Halcyon attracts people like that to assistant principals' jobs in middle schools.
For some reason, I feel like this poor man has the nickname of some from some of the not so nice students as Dr. Dog.
Could be. He
Yes.
he's played by the scientist that first invented the Terminator Skynet software. The guy who gets
Oh, and
shot in his own house. I can't remember his name.
Dyson.
Dyson. Yeah, that guy. Very clean shaven, you know. Very, very, very expressive mouth. It takes himself, you know, the guy is almost never not in a three-piece suit. Not because he's a priss or anything like that, but he just takes the job very seriously. He's always been very nice to you. So help me out here.
Ooh, okay, so Adam is going to just like he's going to have that like worried look on his face, and then I'm sure that Dr. Dawes like gives him just like one of those discerning looks at him, and that's when Adam just sort of like breaks down and he's like, well, I'm under a whole bunch of pressure right now, and you know, I'm socially awkward under the best of conditions, and that's exactly what the counselor keeps on saying, because I have a home life that pressures me to succeed under difficult circumstances. And so whenever things start.
I feel like you're air quoting your counselor right there. Like you're basically just verbatim.
That probably happens right there. And he's just. So Adam
He's
is just like.
nodding. He's nodding seriously, but he's nodding seriously like he wants to convey that he's taking you seriously, but he's not completely drawn in by this, but keep going.
Yes, and so Adam just like keeps talking for a second, and then I imagine as he just keeps talking, eventually Adam just like wheels himself into like a certain point where he's just like, and really, and that's when like in the back of his mind, this is where the sentence would be like, and I really needed to help out Jason, you know, I really needed to help out Jason Quill this morning, except for the concordance in the back of his brain just like locks his mouth shut for that second in order to stop that. Because he did promise his mom that he wouldn't tell anyone at school that he was a super.
Right. Very, very important stuff. Well, Adam, I mean, I know that you have a lot. I mean, you came to us as a very special case. And we took you on, and this challenge of having you participate here in the school with, I'll be honest, a little bit of trepidation. We're not, this is Halcyon High.
Yes.
So the school that like Jason and Mercury go to is like some kind of prep school. It's like a private school, right? I don't know that we've ever specifically said what the name of that is. But was it Kirby?
You did,
it
but
Kirby?
It's buried somewhere.
It was like Kirby Prep or something like that. It's not Kirby, but you guys came. I said not Kirby Prep because there's another product I want to be named after Jack Kirby, and so Dave came up with something equally obscure that I can't remember right now. But anyway, you know, they're a bit better geared for the sort of advanced learning situation that you find yourself in. But we were excited to take on the challenge. Do you still feel like this is the right place for you? Because I really hope that it is.
And I was just going to be like, just like break in right immediately. He's like, yes, of course. And you know, all of a sudden he's going to get like really self-conscious and sort of look down. And he's like, you guys have a better drama department than they do.
Well, he smiles a little bit. I appreciate your honesty and I appreciate your interest in the program. I know that, that our drama instructors are very excited to have you participate. They've said as much going forward. So I tell you what, I'm going to put this down to a little bit of early morning pressure. Either you had a little bit too much coffee or not enough. Whichever it was, try the other thing, if that's all right, if I can give you that bit of advice. And I don't think we need to involve anyone else in this. I think a carefully and well-worded note, thoroughly spell-checked and grammar-checked, of course, to your language arts teacher, Miss Healy, would be much appreciated. I think you can probably take care of that over your lunch hour, don't you?
Yep.
All right. So we're wrapping up, and I think you can probably, I'll make sure that you have any other assignments that she might want to get to you. And I think you have your next class coming up here in about, and the little beep thing sounds out in the hallway. There it is. And I hope that we don't need to talk again. How does that sound, Adam?
And he's like, Dr. Dawes, I'll make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Unless, of course, you want to talk again, which you should always feel free to. But I don't think that we need to have a situation like this where we're forced to. Let's choose our words carefully and
no, sir.
And make sure that we're making our best choices for ourselves. That's great, Adam. Thanks very much. And I'm just going to do you think we need to loop your folks in on this conversation or are we all right?
And Adam's going to be like, no.
All right. Well, I don't need to keep secrets, but I don't think this is serious enough. I think this is just a little chat in the hallway. Does that sound all right?
Okay.
All right, then. So your next class is you get out, you get to the locker and your next class is, I'm going to say phys ed because that seems like the worst possible thing for Adam for some reason.
I'm just saying right now you're going in perfect order of my schedule.
I have no idea why that would be.
It was wholly not intentional.
Oh, yeah.
Not in the slightest. Air quotes.
Not at all. So.
Dois, next you're going to have Kaylee play one of the teachers.
No. I don't. Nobody needs that much bitterness. I don't think. So.
I can do my gym teacher.
No, that's okay. I'm fine. I'm good, thanks. All right. So. You were simply told last week that you didn't need to bring in your gym, that you didn't need to actually change clothes for gym this week. You go into the, and you're not sure what that's about. You're afraid it might mean dodgeball, but usually you'd still have to change for something like that. So you're not exactly sure what's going on here. Until you get into the gym and you realize there's a bunch of chairs and tables set up, and the gym instructor.
I have a picture for you.
You do? I'm terrified.
I'm excited.
Let me look. What we got here? Oh yeah, there's the guy. That's the. There's our. We're gonna have to capture all this stuff.
Oh God.
That's the principal and. Oh, Principal Celestia, lovely. Gym teacher. Okay, I'm working my way down here through all the links that have been posted. No.
No.
That was perfect.
Oh, yeah, you forgot about, Kayla, I don't think you've watched enough or read enough of the JLA, but it's like all the Justice League kids are 8 years old.
No, I read all the way up to 100 of them.
I like Boomer. Boomer's good, too. Sidekick. Gym teacher's name is Mr. Vigil. He looks like he is, he does not look happy. Actually, I don't mind if he's played by, Bruce, the Mighty Chin, although he does not have superpowers. He does not look happy about this. You are all have tables and chairs set up. You are, seated in alphabetical order, which puts you right at the, one of the front tables. I need to know you're Amari. There's one other person ahead of you and then somebody else, and they're both girls. So who are they?
So we're gonna say like Tina Adams, okay. And then probably like an Ashley Baker.
Ashley Baker. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Only two A's.
Only two A's. He walks out and he stands there in his gym shorts and his jacket and his cap next to this television, kind of like Spider-Man Homecoming with the TV right up there. And he's frowning at everybody, glowering until silence. Right, he says. All right, we've got 5 more days of this. Let's get started so we can get it over with. And he hits play, and the TV comes on, and you hear this 1960s-era television announcer say, "Sexually transmitted diseases," with, like, zooming zooming text graphics.
The only thing that could make this better is if it was Jason's dad doing the video.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, that has to be what's happening.
At least it's not Captain America.
No, that has to be what's happening. It's Brian Quill.
Byron Quill and Rusty.
A much younger, no, just Byron Quill. It's Byron Quill. It gets better because it's actually Byron Quill, a younger Byron Quill, but they keep having like sort of poorly framed, he's having back and forth Socratic conversations with the cartoon version of himself from the TV show. Because when they talk about the various communicable diseases, they can switch over to the animated one who's like fighting them with a laser pistol.
I think what is the most on point facial expression for that character. So
I have to look now. Oh my God. It's awesome. So yeah, it's the younger Byron Quill when he had a full head of hair. Oh my God, that's so good. That's so good. I will. Oh, it's so good. All right. So we're going to cut to Link, who is also, at least in some sense of the word, coming in, having a quick conversation with a Vice Principal Dawes, because it's mandatory when you come in too tardy, that you need to... just have a quick word. So you go in and sign. What's the reason you give for the tardiness? Out of curiosity.
A friend of mine was needed urgent medical care. We called the EMTs. I just was there on the scene to see if he needed any help. I mean, which is true. That we called the EMTs. So, right.
And you realize as you're finishing this up, explaining to the desk person who's like Dawes walks up, as you're finishing this, he goes, "All right, Mr. Oh, I for, I'm sorry, I forgot what Leo's last name is. Like, officially.
Snow.
What was it?
This, Leo Snow is not his birth name, so this is what people would call him.
Okay.
Okay.
You know nothing, Leo Snow. I have to say at least once. All right, Mr. Snow, can you step back here? We'll just get caught up real quick and get you back to class.
Yes, sir.
He sits in here and he just looks at you. Like, so EMT is very responsible of you. You didn't. So you. I miss. Were you? You got the call from them this morning, or were they?
No, I received a text from my friend and went over to his house. People there who I guess are his staff let me know that he was unconscious. I think emergency services either had been called or did get called during that.
Not a student so, here, then, I take it.
No, not at the school.
A peer?
I guess.
Well, you must be some sort of friends if you were willing to rush over there at a moment's notice early in the morning.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true, isn't it?
Well, it's very responsible of you, Mr. Snow. Is he going to be all right? Did he have to go in for any special treatment or anything?
I haven't heard back yet. After the EMTs arrived, I realized I needed to get back to school, and so I headed over here promptly.
We appreciate that. Again, very responsible. It can be difficult if you have someone who's going through a rough patch, family difficulties, addictions. He says, looking kind of down at his hands, not really making eye contact, anything of that nature. It's hard not to have that affect you in trying to get them out. You need to be careful if you're trying to pull someone out of quicksand that you don't end up getting pulled in yourself. Appreciate your honesty about all of this. Do we need to? I'm assuming your ward is not your ward. Who would it be? Your guardian? Well, how would he think of whoever it is that's officially on the paperwork for seeing to you?
That's a good question. Leo doesn't really have like a legal guardian in that sense.
Is he an emancipated minor then, or is
yeah, yeah, he is.
So
basically, like they would be his emergency contact, I guess, or not really next of kin, but like. Next responsible contact, I guess you could say, or something like that.
You're very bright young fellow, and I am not someone who ascribes to the idea that someone can be, as my good friends back in high school themselves used to say, book smart and world dumb. So I attribute you a great deal of wisdom in this as well. Just remind yourself that if this individual is in trouble, they may actually also be trouble. Just for your own, just watch out for yourself as well, sir.
I appreciate that advice. I will definitely be careful.
All right. Well, you will, of course, need to make up that time. I would appreciate it if during your study hall or during lunch you were able to contact your first period instructor and catch that up. I know you would probably appreciate getting caught up as well. So
I'll see right to it.
That's about all we need to do. I'm assuming that since they're at the hospital, you won't need to have any more emergency calls in the near future.
It seems that the appropriate people are taking a look at it, so all I have to do is wait and hear back.
It's good that I will say this as this is your, he sort of nods and lets you go. And as you're going, I will say this, I appreciate that you're willing to acknowledge when there are experts on site who can do more. There are far older people who think that since they know the person better, they know the situation better. That's not always the case. And I respect your insight into that.
Life has taught me to respect my limitations, sir.
Would that we could all learn that, Mr. Snow. All right, I believe I made you late for second period. You should probably hurry, but don't run. I could probably do something with sort of influence, like using his influence to move your labels, but I'm not sure if it's that big of a power move. He's not really pushing on you that hard.
Like I've heard all this music before, basically.
Right. Yeah. And he's not really pushing too hard. He's just sort of checking in to make sure. There was a bit in there where he was definitely making some assumptions about what the situation was. And if you're inclined to read the mask on him, you certainly could to kind of see where he think what he thinks is going on with you.
I as a player picked up on that pretty fast. I think Leo probably just doesn't care though.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah, he pretty much he kind of just thinks like you somehow know some rich kid who OD'd or something and called you while he was tripping balls and you ran over to help him. But had the sense to call the EMTs without getting out the adrenaline needle and having a Pulp Fiction moment.
Oh, yeah. I went over to the house of my plug and called the ambulance. No.
Well, no, but I just mean the adrenaline needle thing. You know, like, no, I called the EMT rather than seeing to him myself. Although not necessarily the case, but still. All right. So Otto's in the habit of randomly, because he's sitting out in the parking lot, of randomly sending you texts during the day. He's got classes where, I mean, he knows you're not going to necessarily look.
He's also feel free to like drive around the city when he knows I'm going to be busy for a while. So yeah, he's either there or remote. But yeah,
tint the windows and it looks like you're being dropped off. And then the car leaves, pulls out. Yeah, actually, he probably went back to the salvage yard for a while to hang out, play some video games. You know, you'll occasionally get the text. He'll throw a little bit of shade your way, kind of, in that he's like, you know, so what, you know, what class is it now? And you know perfectly well he knows what class it is. It's like, you know, such and such algebra. He goes, oh, that sounds really hard. You should probably just, you should probably at some point in time, I need to remember to load in the program to allow me to immediately and instantaneously master that without any homework or assignments whatsoever. You know, at some point, it must be a lot harder doing it your way. I'm sure glad I don't need to do that. That sounds like it would really suck. You know, that kind of stuff. Isn't it nice to have a positronic brain?
You're a robot. Literally, all you do is math.
So the funny thing about that noise, by the way, is that his robots actually do have brains. They're not just computer programs running on like conventional hardware, which means he's sort of trolling because that's not really a thing that he could easily do, but he can make fun of me anyway. And Leo will just be like, damn it, just shut up.
Technically they're robots, that all they do is math. At the same time, Otto's not a big math guy. It's not his strong suit. Well, that isn't exactly true. He says he's not a math guy, but then he'll plot like incredibly complex stuff when he's got to be, when he's got to make certain kinds of shots and stuff like that. So not shots, but like throw stuff, jumps, things like that. He's really good at like geometry, applied mathematics. Definitely
he's really good at messing with me is what he's good at.
There's also that. He'll send memes. He sends like a really, really, really funny webcomic. And you'll notice that it's like, oh yeah. And it's all that good. And you look up and realize that it's like webcomic like 1748, like number 1748 in a webcomic that's been running since like 2008. And the one that they sent you, that he, even the one that he sent you is like from 2014. So it, you're not like, oh, that's really, really good. And there's literally 3,000 of them. And they're not like strip comics. It's like, you know, full Sunday comic style, like panels for every one of them. You're like, ah.
Yeah, some of us have to go to school here. We're a little busy during the day.
Don't you, like, human things have lunch hour?
You have to catch up for being late because of frickin' Jason Quill.
Huh. Friends are hard. You should have...
You're proving that right now.
Hang on a second. I'm going to do an imitation. I want to see if you get it. I want to see... wait for it. Are you ready? You ready? He sends you a text. And it's an eggplant emoji. Who am I? Huh? I know it's subtle.
God damn it.
I am really fast, he says.
When I get home, I'm going to get a wrench. I'm going to take that car apart. I'm going to find out where this is.
Where this is? Where what is?
Whatever major malfunction is causing me to do this.
So what is not probably second period, but what's third period for you?
Oh man, that takes me back. Like I'm really old, you guys. I don't know if you figured that out yet, but I haven't been to high school in years.
Drama.
Leo's not doing drama.
I have drama. I don't attend drama.
You've got your third period is science.
Oh good. Thank you, Lord. That's what I need.
Okay. Adam, your third period is an elective. It's two electives in a row. PE is mandatory, and drama is a semester-long. It's PE is going to be replaced by drama in the second semester, which you are very, very excited about. Everything else that you're doing is like, so what's the other extracurricular that you're in? Is it like a foreign language or something? Because you do theoretically need to do that. What's your foreign language?
We are going to go with Spanish since I'm horrible at Spanish. So I figure that will it'll play well into my not being able to understand anything that's going on, both for the character and myself.
All right. And Leo's in science. So your normal, who is your normal like lab? There's like four science classes. Look, I showed you. There's like four science labs. So there's like a bio lab and a chemistry lab and a physics lab and then a general lab. And in all of them, you basically have like a 2-seat bench for experiments, except for the general lab is just basically a classroom. And in all of them, you've been, I'm going to say, saddled with a partner, and it's the same one at every one of your, in every, regardless of what lab you're in, you've been saddled with the same person. Who is that? And I say saddled advisedly because that's how you think of it.
Oh boy, I could go a couple different directions on this one.
I know.
Okay.
You don't have to spend a ton of time on it because they're going to be mysteriously replaced in this particular session. But I do want to know who it is. And why are they so happy to be at your table?
Why the normal partner is?
Yeah, the normal partner. Why is the normal partner so happy to be at your table?
All right, so I got Miss Rodriguez, whose image has been linked in the Roll 20.
Okay, let me look at that. Roll 20. Miss Rodriguez.
she's excited to do science with me because
she loves science.
I love science and care about it. And she's like, "Hey, can we try it?" He's like, "Yeah, sure. We'll just do it." And we get in trouble and things explode, and that's fine. Leo tends to take the rap for it because, of course, like he's just gonna.
And you've been well coached to be polite, and you can keep up with what she's talking about. Both of these things are very exciting to her.
But she's a nutcase. Oh my word! Get me out of here.
Physics is okay. Biology lab is okay. Chemistry lab with her is terrifying. It's just you're literally just strapped to the side of a hurricane in chemistry lab. There's never
She's one of those people who would become like either a really crazy superhero or a really like harmless and ineffective but hilarious supervillain if she got pushed. As it is, she's just going to be one of those like background scientist characters at Star Labs.
Nice. I like that. You sit down and
something explodes.
You hear somebody sit down next to you and you I got it. Where are we at here? Yeah. Okay. We'll have to use this one. View image. So you look over and it's not her, and you kind of look around like you look at that person, you look around the room and you see the other you see your other partner. What was her name? What name did you decide she had?
She just gets yelled at a lot, so it's always Miss Rodriguez. Put that down, and that's how Leo knows her.
Miss Rodriguez. Miss Rodriguez is sitting at like sort of one of the back tables, and she's been paired up with this quarter of the classroom has a teaching assistant who's coming in to get her credits, and she's been paired up with them on an odd thing.
Leo's looking at this like, you poor dumb bastard.
Yeah, you don't even know what you're getting into. She's shaking his hand like really, really enthusiastically, and then kind of sees you and waves a little bit, and then goes back to talking just a mile a minute with the thing. Sitting next to you, kind of looks at you like, sup? This person.
With that face.
I'm Taz, she says.
Hi, I'm Leo. Hey, straight up, do you actually want to be here, or do you just not?
No, I actually want to be here a whole bunch. What? No, I'm totally into this. Science is like my jam, mostly.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because like, you know, some people aren't cool with it.
Miss, the teacher comes over and says, Miss Kellex is a transfer, We haven't quite placed her in the various things, but she tests, her initial placement test put her in here, and we thought someone who was doing so well in the class could spend a little bit of time getting her up to speed without going so fast that they might leave somebody behind. He kind of, his eyes kind of do a side shot over towards Miss Rodriguez. If you don't mind, Mr. Snow, a little bit of a guided tour, if you would, during class, just for a while until we sort things out.
Yeah, no problem.
Great, great. And he goes into the spiel. She resolutely ignores the class, like ignores the entire lecture. She's on her phone. She's texting a mile a minute. Just message after message after message. You don't even know if there's any incoming things. It's all quiet. And she's doing it like she's not looking at her phone. The phone's kind of below desk level. And she's looking forward, but she is just her eyes are like shooting down every so often. But she is just she's a machine with that thing. And this is just during the lecture. Once the lecture wraps up, she sort of finishes the last thing, blows her hair kind of out of her face, drops her phone into her jacket. She goes, "Okay, let's do this." I'll go get the gloves, and you get the stuff that potentially blows up. Cool. And she doesn't wait. She like gets up and starts to go over and get stuff.
I'm concerned, but I'm okay with this. We'll see where this goes.
Okay. Meanwhile, in the background, there's a Miss Rodriguez. Put that down.
I think her first name is No.
Mr. Klein, could you please work with your partner? Mr. Klein is the teaching assistant.
Mr. Klein, bottle it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just takes off his goggles and rubs his eyes. Just
Miss Rodriguez is actually explaining the process to the teaching assistant. The teaching assistant looks like he's being left behind.
I feel like Mr. Klein's first name is, I'm sorry.
All right, so Taz comes back. She's got goggles on. She has another pair of goggles that she hands to you. She has a third pair of goggles that she's used to shove her hair back. It's kind of using it like a headband. And she got the most ridiculously oversized, like, rubber gloves to get on there that, like, go kind of all the way down to her elbows. Safety first, right? And, you know, she gets in there. All right, let's mix some asses and bases. I'm just kidding. I heard what we were supposed to be doing. It's all fine. Gets in there. And you guys just kind of work. Not the big thing. Do you do anything? Are you asking her anything? Or are you just kind of trying to play it straight? What are you doing there?
Well, I mean, she kind of set the tone with get the things that blow up. So Leo's kind of warily watching her to be like, what is your deal? And you can learn a lot by watching how people operate in the lab. Either they learn by themselves, or they learn from somebody who does it professionally, or they learned at school. And it depends on kind of a balance of speed, surety, and precision.
I would definitely like to see you pierce the mask on her, just to kind of see. I'm going to give you that information you're kind of looking for, but I think you're going to get more than that, potentially get more than that. Wow, a full hit. Jeez Louise, okay. What are you playing? What do we do? What do you intend to do? All right. So she's doing this as though she is someone who is not only familiar with the process, but has done it before. So she's just, I'm not saying, it's not as though she's going through the motions. She is going through it with a surety that it probably would have been nice to see in the TA, to be perfectly honest. Because it's like she's building a Lego kit that she's done already a couple of times. Like she just knows where everything's going to be and she knows what the result's going to be. So she's kind of doing this and she's being careful. Like it's the same kind of thing. You know, she's going through the thing, but when it comes to the parts where you need like some fine control, she goes, "Can you get that for me?" Yeah. And nice and slow. All right. And one drop. Blink. Oh, look at that pretty little cloud. Oh, and this one's orange. What a surprise. And she, you know, kind of going through that. So she's doing this. And she's doing these kind of precise things. She's like, "So, Leo Snow, are you a science head? Are you a science nerd?"
Yeah, I like cars too, but yeah, science is cool.
So mechanics? Do you do like you are you in the robotics club? Anything like that? Any cool stuff like that? Well, cool, but cool. Do you like school
You like
robotics and
robotics
stuff?
and stuff?
Fighting robots? Fighting robots?
I hesitate to call it a robotics club cool at this school, but I guess like we just don't have the funding for it. Plus, there's no facilities. Plus, he realizes he's talking too much about this. He's like, no,
Oh, is it
yeah.
is it basically Roombas with knives strapped to the top?
It kind of is.
Oh.
And like privately, Leo's just like, I don't want to hang out with those people because they are terminally awful compared to where I'm operating now. It would be like him as a student attending first grade. It's like, here's Dick and Jane. Can you read it? He's like, yes.
Yeah.
Technically, I can, but it's a monumental waste of my time.
Does yeah, exactly. So it's what you're into, but not what you're into here.
Exactly.
What are you into here? Hand me that
Hand
beaker.
me that beaker.
Yeah, sure. I gotta go to school because I got, I gotta maintain a GPA and I gotta have a clean record and yeah,
Cool, cool.
that's how it is.
What about virtual machines? You ever do anything with that? Like cyber robots, automated processes like that? You ever think about, do anything like that? Fuzzy logic, AI, anything like that?
Privately, he hears this and Link and Leo is thinking, okay, so you're talking about Digimon, which explains the goggles.
The extra goggles.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, AI is kind of a cool thing, I guess.
No, that's cool. I mean, yeah, I figure if you can't work with the actual machinery because they don't have the funding, you at least make your own machinery, right? Make your own stuff.
Well, no, so the fidelity of a simulation really affects like the viability of any sort of modeling of robotics. Like if you just have a really simple like two-dimensional Conway Life type simulator, like that's interesting as a toy, but useless for modeling any sort of real robotics. And if you're not modeling a real system, you're basically either playing a game or writing an interface. And he's still talking too much. He's like, yeah, I guess it depends.
It depends. It depends. All right. No. Cool. Cool. That's cool. It's cool. You got stuff that you're into. I think how many times were you supposed to go through this for iterations? Like four? Or did he say five?
He's gonna look at his notes. He's like, I don't remember. I don't do this shit.
Oh, I
I
thought. Did we do four or five? Let's say we did five. I feel like we did five. We know what the answers are, right? I mean, and she starts scribbling down the answers, like down the pads, like, okay, that'd be this one. And this is going to be the acidity level after that one. This could be the basal level after this one.
A good sample size is at least 12 anyway, so that's kind of useless.
This one's
So
going to be
this is
neutral.
like,
Yeah, we don't have to. There's no way we've
did you
ever
get
told
held
you.
did you get held back like a grade? Are you repeating grade?
No, I just, well, I did eight. I did. They're still trying to place me, and this is the class I was in, but it's kind of a hobby, one hobby. So it's pretty familiar stuff. My dad's he's drilled me on this for a long time, so this is all pretty basic stuff. It's kind of like this is gonna be funny. It's kind of like, and he goes, I don't want to say it's bad. I mean, I know, and it's probably fine, but I mean, you clearly know what's going on. It's kind of like if you get brought in to like a book club, and they want you to read like Dick and Jane, and like, yeah, you totally can, but how much of a waste of the time of that is going to be for your time? So it's kind of like that. You know
Yeah, I think I do.
So yeah, that's I mean, she pretty much comes up with exactly the analogy we're sort of thinking of with the robot thing, and not the first time that you've thought about that too. So you had a really good sort of pierce the mask thing there. What do you think you've read off of her, aside from the fact that she's pretty good at this stuff? And as soon as she's got the experiment done, she's sort of one-handing her phone again. And at one point in time, the science teacher does say something like, "Miss Kalik, we are not using cell phones in the middle to get our, we're not using electronic devices in the middle of class, and that's part of the assignment." "Sir, yes, sir." Drops it back in the glove, waits about 5 in her pocket, pulls it back out about, a minute and a half later, is back to doing it. He doesn't even really look up because he's doing stuff up at his desk and circling around through the other tables. He barely gives you guys a glance. He just kind of nods to himself and nods to you and keeps going.
I'm not sure if I have a solid answer to it, but I think what are you really planning is something I want to try to get a sense of.
She, well, she says something like, at one point, it's like, Well, you know, this is that. I mean, this is what it is. There's a lot of other classes that I'm not like a dead ringer for. This one's, you know, a little bit easier stuff. Like, next, like she rattles off her schedule, and she realized that she's like 6 for 8 on having sort of the same classes as you. So what are you really playing? I don't know. It feels like this is a little bit intentional. It feels like she's, for whatever reason, is kind of, it doesn't exactly feel like stalking, but she's kind of putting herself in your path a lot, but without it being like a weird,
No, too late. It's weird.
crushy kind of, well, it's not a crushy kind of thing, but she seems to like, you know, why, what, and as she's saying it, she's like, why do you have that look? What is that face? What did your face just do?
I'm going to compose my thoughts because I have this brief impulse of an idea.
Oh, okay.
The second question I want to ask is, what do you want me to do? Which I think I could probably pick up on.
Okay. Well, yeah, she asks you mostly. She segues off of asking you questions about yourself to asking questions about the school. You know, because she doesn't really know anybody here. Her dad can kind of work anywhere, and her mom gets transferred a lot, so she's just here in Halcyon. She hasn't been. She used to be here back when she was like in 7th grade, but now they're back again. So she doesn't really know anybody, and the people she does know are at a different school. So, you know, she, you know, it's kind of a new deal. I mean, she knows people, and she knows some people that are here, but she hasn't been able to hook up with them. I know I'm like online and stuff. So, you know, it's gonna be kind of weird because I haven't really met him face to face, even though I've known him forever. So I don't know if you know people or it's fine. I can sit by myself in the cafeteria or whatever at lunchtime. I just, you know, if you know somebody, if you know people. I can sit there
I can
like
sit there and be
enigmatic.
enigmatic.
I think I might know some people on this planet, yes.
You don't have to be difficult. I mean, geez. Okay.
It's fine, it's
What were
fine.
you kind of asking? What do you want from me? Or what was the
Yeah,
second one?
as a player, I'm asking basically, what do you want me to do? That's the second question.
She's looking for, I think, well, on the face of it appears she seems to be angling for. Like she's being very blunt about like I need to know somebody. I'd like to know somebody in the school, and you don't. You're pretty cool, so you would be okay to know. You feel like there might be more to that, but it's kind of like an inside joke that you don't quite get, or like a signal you're missing, or something. You don't think it's romantic? Question mark. You feel like you like.
I wouldn't notice anyway, so it's
Not
like,
for
yeah.
the first time, you think to yourself that you need to like come up with some sort of like Google Glass alternative so you can record these kinds of conversations and play them back for Numa and have her like subtitle them or do like a VH1 pop-up video so you could like see the footnotes on the subtext that you're missing.
I want to tell you, in all seriousness, I had conversations with a special needs educator, and I specifically said it would be amazing if we had Google Glass or augmented reality type stuff that people with certain emotional conditions, like if you're on the spectrum, for example,
Oh
could
yeah.
wear
Oh yeah.
or use that just showed you these cues. And on a related note, I said you could do like an Xbox plus what is that motion capture thing? The I no.
Kinect.
Yes, thank you. You could do a game that you could give to these kids where you would let them do like these simulated in human interactions, and it would just tell you like on screen, like, Timmy, look, you just do that. So yes,
Yep.
that would be amazing.
Like Dragon Age meets pop-up video, or really any BioWare game, just less sex,
I
potentially.
did, yeah, please, no, at all. Okay,
That kind of simulation.
I have a third question. I think I'm going to hold off on that for now, if that's okay.
Okay, that's totally
Okay,
fine.
that's totally fine.
Okay, so let's proceed with science class and whatever comes next.
All right. So, third period. What did I say? Third. What did you say
Third world
your
science.
Oh, your foreign language, yeah, third was science. For Adam, it was Spanish. The problem that you're having with Spanish, Adam, is that the concordance is tra will translate if you let it. So, which makes it really hard to actually learn it because you thought, oh, this is awesome, but you don't hear the Spanish. He just says stuff and you understand it. And then you answer in English because you know what he meant. And then he's like, you know, in español, por favor. And you're like, but you didn't start it in español. And all the class is kind of looking at you, and he's like, "Oh, wait, yeah, I did. Okay." So it's constantly sort of a challenge of like making sure that the concordance isn't helping, because it
Fun.
keeps sort of automatically going into like TARDIS translation mode.
Fun times.
Yeah.